my guest is Joel Cochran.
Joel, how you doing?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Let's talk about Knockout.
Awesome. Knockout JS.
Knockout JS. What is Knockout JS?
Knockout JS is a JavaScript library that lets you do data binding and essentially follow the MVVM architecture that's popular in XAML technologies on the client side in web browsers.
MVVM is what?
Model View View Model.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an MVSTAR pattern, you know, where the idea is that you have separation of concerns between your model entities, the actual view that's being presented to the user, and then some kind of a controlling class in the middle, the view model. And so we use data binding to link information that's stored in the view model object, the model,
yep,
and push it, and sometimes pull it, you know, both way, two-way binding, into HTML objects.
Okay, so this is MVVM. I always hear about it from the XAML guys have been into MVVM for a long time.
Yep.
Silverlight, WPF, those guys. But you came from that world.
Yeah, that's what I'm really well known for, is I'm a blend guy, I'm a XAML UI guy.
Uh-huh.
So we had...
This was natural for you.
Yeah, we've been doing MVVM for years, even before they called it MVVM. This is what we were doing. And so at first I didn't think that MVVM was really viable in the web stack.
Mm-hmm.
Until I saw Knockout and saw how they were doing binding and learned enough JavaScript that I could split those things apart into, again, separated concerns. And once I did that, then I kind of saw the logic of MVVM in the browser, and now it's, I'm a huge fan.
So what's the compelling reason that you would go to MVVM in general, or Knockout in particular, when you're building a web app with JavaScript? What does it buy you that tools that an app built without it does not?
It allows you to do really easy data manipulation, pushing it again from these JavaScript objects into HTML properties on HTML tags.
Okay.
It allows you to bind that information without a whole lot of DOM manipulation. It's just kind of, the binding is automatic. You say, on this span tag, I want the text to bind to whatever's in this property. And the data, what we would call a data context in XAML land, is the view model entity, and it has that property on it that we want to bind to, and it has our data in it.
Okay.
And then once that relationship, that binding is established, the information flows freely from one to the other without you doing any JavaScript or any jQuery or any DOM traversal or any of that.
Okay, so I think I get this. It's all about the data binding.
About the binding.
We can write JavaScript that'll say, all right, for this span or for this grid, let's take this bit of data and display it in this spot of the web page. But having that sync up, so that as the data change, the visual element will also change. And as users type into a visual element, like a text box, the data behind it changes as well. Having that automatically occur, that's what you're buying. All that JavaScript disappears because of...
Exactly.
And Knockout.js.
And this becomes really important when we start to look at things like single-page web apps, where you're doing a lot of REST calls or service calls in JavaScript to dynamically retrieve data. So we're not doing a lot of round-tripping back to the server to load new pages, to get new resources. You know, we're just requesting these little AJAX calls to get chunks of data and then updating our already existing view model. And by updating it and by data binding, that information is automatically parsed into the DOM and into the HTML elements so that we don't have to do a whole lot of, set this inner HTML to that, or set this text value to that. So
you basically you have some data that your JavaScript is kind of holding in memory, right?
Yes.
Like maybe an array of JSON objects or something like that.
Yeah, we do it all with JSON. You can do SOAP and that kind of stuff, but JSON just makes life a lot easier. So.
Okay. All right, I get that. What's the process? Like if I'm a web developer and I want to start using Knockout?
The easiest thing to do is to go to knockoutjs.com. One of the things that they're really well known for is great documentation, and they have some super tutorials. And then they also have a website that is very much like JS Fiddle, where you can go in and actually, as you're learning Knockout, just kind of try it in place.
Okay.
And get the feel for how the binding works. Because really, once you're comfortable with the binding syntax, the rest of it is fairly straightforward. And you do have to learn how to declare objects as Knockout, what they call observables, which is what allows binding. The observable is the magic. You know, that's what allows binding to actually work.
I'm too lazy to look at those tutorials, and I got you right here. Tell me, how does this? How does it know what to bind to?
So, the Knockout engine, if you will. Once you declare your object and then you tell this knockout engine to bind.
Okay, this is JavaScript code that I'm going to write.
Yeah, this is JavaScript code, and you're basically going to say, you're going to tell knockout to bind to this view model. So we've created a JavaScript object, so we've written a little bit of JavaScript.
Okay.
In that JavaScript, we have used knockout property types,
okay,
which are ko.observable. That makes a property that can be bound to. Mm. And in the back end, what knockout is doing is events. You know, so it's listening for changes and knowing when a binding has changed or when a value has changed.
Okay, so these objects we're creating, they're listeners.
Yeah, they're listeners. They're events that are going on that are taking care of all this magic for you by you simply saying somewhere else, I want to use this.
Okay.
So the three parts are creating a view model that is a knockout view model.
Okay.
It's still straight JavaScript, so there's no dependency on jQuery or any other JavaScript libraries.
I could use jQuery if I wanted to, though.
You absolutely, and there's no reason not to. Mm-hmm. It's just a great tool, right? But you don't have to. So it's pure JavaScript. So you use that pure JavaScript and these knockout types of observable array or computed, which we'll talk about in a second, to define your view model object. And then you tell the view model engine that you, or the knockout engine rather, that you want to bind your page to that view model. And then so that's all JavaScript. And then which is just one line of code to tell, apply bindings, ko.apply bindings. And then in the HTML, you're going to take advantage of the HTML5 data dash tag. And knockout supplies data dash bind.
Oh, this is right. So I'm going to add data dash bind attributes
to your HTML element. So if we have a span element, we're going to say span, and then data dash bind equals. And then within it, we use JSON
notation.
Thank you. JSON notation, JavaScript object notation, to bind the particular attribute that we're after to the particular value.
Okay,
so we would say text. Yeah, text colon, and then the property name that we defined in our view model object. So let's say we have a first name property in our span, and the HTML would say span data dash bind text equals double quote, text, colon, first name, double quote, into your span. And that it looks like an empty tag. So you have a span tag, nothing in the middle, and then a closed span tag. So you're not going to do the forward slash, because you're always going to have an opening tag and a closing tag.
Oh, it won't work with this forward slash.
I don't think it will. At least all the examples I've seen, you never do the self-closing tag.
Right.
And that also may be an HTML5 thing. I don't remember.
Well, let me ask you that then. If a browser doesn't support this part of HTML5, and if I try to run this in an older browser, will it fail?
That's a great question. I try not to run older browsers. I know that's a pie in the sky world. Honestly, I need to test that out.
Okay.
But my guess is that tools like Modernizer and stuff will either take care of it or let it fail gracefully.
Yeah, Modernizer doesn't really take care of anything. All it does is tell you what doesn't support something. You can take care. You know when to take care.
Yeah.
That's kind of
so. We have pretty strong control over the end client.
All right, so you're taking a little advantage of a lot of HTML5 stuff. It certainly would work better in an HTML5 compliant browser, I'll call it, but
yes,
it's an evolving thing.
So those are the three pieces, really, and so if you think of them in a different order, let's think of them in the MVVM order. The model is the AJAX call. We've gotten some data back, and we've put it into a view model object. So actually, we've already skipped a step. Model is the data. Uh-huh. View is the HTML. The view model holds the data and binds to the HTML, so it's kind of the glue that makes it all happen together. So it also required me to finally get over my hatred of JavaScript.
Fear of JavaScript. I never hated it, but I feared it for a long time. Until jQuery came along, basically.
Well, the last time I used it seriously was in the early 2000s, and the only thing we were doing was DOM manipulation.
Right.
So what's interesting is the parts of JavaScript that I really hated to do, I don't ever do anymore. either because of jQuery or because of knockout binding, I'm not doing that kind of DOM work that I used to do, you know, way back when. And so I hadn't given it a fair shake since then.
Mm-hmm.
But knockout was compelling enough to get serious about JavaScript apps. And again, the idea of a single page app where we don't want to constantly be going back to a server and reloading new pages and, you know, accessing resources and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Anything else?
No, I think that's good.
Do you have a web presence?
I have a blog that I rarely blog to anymore. Twitter killed my blog. So.
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is Joel Cochran. So
you're blogging 140 characters at a time.
140 characters at a time, but a lot more often than I used to. So.
Joel, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Technology is a world without friends.